Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know it's awesome, say,
awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes,
I'm healed. My God is awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say,
please.
Miss Mandy, if you can hear
yes.
me, please say something.
Hi, Mary.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was trying, couldn't stop the music earlier. And
I
now
see.
I just wanted to make sure that you and Martha can hear me. I see the two of you are on tonight. So
I can hear you, Mary. I can
okay,
hear you, Mary.
Good.
Martha.
Okay, great. Well, I'll continue on. I wasn't sure because, like I said, we're having a little bit of difficulty once again. I couldn't stop the music from playing. But anyway, good evening, everyone, and hope that all is well with everyone. And sorry about last week and also this week, but we're going to get this program together. We're going to work on improving this show. And I'm going to start, before I start with my message, I'm going to mention some of the things that we mentioned in our meeting this past Saturday. We had a monthly meeting at my home with several members of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry. And what we discussed to improve, we are wanting to change the time from 11 o'clock to an earlier time between. Either we're going to try to get the slot for 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, but it might be more popular to do maybe a 10 o'clock show on Tuesday night. We'll be doing that. We'll be making the changes after our anniversary. Our anniversary is September the 21st at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church on Glenwood Avenue in Atlanta. And we will. It's going to be from 9 to 12 a.m. We will have breakfast served, and wanting everyone to invite not just your family members, but invite your friends as well. We want to pack the house, so please begin spreading the word and letting them know that we are celebrating our 10th anniversary. But we're going to be also updating our website. Giving it a facelift with new pictures, a new picture of myself. Also, we will just make some changes to improve the whole talk show, but especially changing the time. So when some of us get very tired at 11 o'clock, like myself, when I've worked all day. So it's important that we do that so we can have more listeners to call in. But that won't happen until after in the month of October. But between now and then, we are trying to make all those improvements. We're also going to be updating our brochure. Sheila Coley and myself, we have had a meeting a few weeks ago, and we have made, she will be making a lot of the changes on the brochures because she's very good at that. And we're going to be copying and hoping that we'll get donations to help us to make at least 500 copies for the anniversary, and we can give them some out and keep them and whenever we need to give them out and give them to some of our members. To give whenever they meet a new widow. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
Good.
I can.
Very good. Very good.
I can.
And the other thing, so we're going to be making a lot of changes in the next 30 to 60 days, improving everything. God wants us to go to the next level, and yes, and we're going to need each one of your help in getting that done. And going to the next level where God wants us to be. So just wanted you to know some of those things. Let me see what else is there. We went over our anniversary program, and that's pretty much filled. We're still looking for a speaker. Several people I wanted to probably be a speaker, but they have already have something on their schedule for that particular time. But I know God always, I'm not worried about that because God always works things out for the good. Everything else on the program has been filled, and we just hope that each one of you will pray that we will have a successful 10th anniversary, and also praying for God to give us resources and guidance and where we need to go further with this ministry. The other thing, too, that we talked about, and we gave out letters for each member to get a donation before our anniversary. We're hoping that you can get the donation back by the first week of September, because we need to purchase several things and get things in place for our anniversary. So if you will just nothing less than $25, $25 or more donation from, it can be business, family member, whoever, but we are looking for $25 or more donation from each member, so we will be able to take care of these other expenses that we have for our anniversary. And if you have any questions or concern or suggestion, please give me a call at home, and I will definitely be available to talk to you about whatever you may suggest. And we want to fill the place, so make sure that you invite your family and family, friends, neighbors, church members, or whoever. Also, invite another widow. We want that place filled, completely filled. And we're having it in the Montez Dining Hall like we had it in the past at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. So we're going to be getting some materials, flyers out, and different things. But tonight I want to go over a few things. The message tonight will be, isn't it time for you to hit the rewind button? And the scripture to go with that, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by putting on my hands. 2 Timothy 1:6. And let me give you another version of that. It says, I am putting you in the memories of all these things, so that by your remembering them, you might stir up the gift of God that is in you. And that's coming from 2 Timothy 1:6. Have you ever experienced the delivering and rescuing power of God? I am talking about those moments when your situation looks completely hopeless, but suddenly God's amazing grace intervenes in this situation and it's miraculously changed. Can you think of moments like this in your past? I'm sure you can. I can think of it as early as today, how God changed things. Today, we had a situation here in, is that considered, I think it's considered as Atlanta, with the school system where a gunman went into an elementary school with several guns to shoot and kill harmless people, but God protected those children, teachers, and everyone in that school. No one was killed, and he was apprehended. So that's when God showed up. We have to remember those things when God is there all the time, but sometimes we think that God is not there. But he surely kept everyone in that school safe today. This is not the only thing that I will be talking about that you need to hit the rewind button. But as we go along, you can think, you can think about some of the things that you know that you need to remember, some of the things that God has done. It's amazing that when you are confronted with a few challenges, we often fail to remember God's faithfulness is in the past. Our perspective gets blurry because of the problems we are currently facing. Yes, when we are dealing with a situation, we can't think of it. We seem to get numb and don't seem to think about those things. All we are thinking about what we're going through at the particular time. And we forget. We forget that we have gone through similar or worse circumstances before, the looming mountains of problems before we look so big that we fail to remember all of the mountains that we have already climbed over and faced and overcome with the help of God. There are things, sometimes memories we should never forget. For example, we should continuously hit the rewind button in our minds and replay the time that God has been faithful to us in the past, delivering us, even healing us, and rescuing us from time to time from different circumstances. I can't see the computer because I'm using my telephone email. She's on the line. She had an experience. My sister Florence, she told me about an experience that she was blessed with, and God was right there for her when she dropped some money and someone picked it up and gave her the envelope filled with cash that she had dropped. So that was definitely a blessing right there, because he could have picked it up, saw what was in it, and kept on going. We must always think about the goodness that God, has done for us. And sometimes that will help us from not being so depressed and feeling so down when something happens. Okay. And also, we should continue to play these scenes in our minds until we never forget his faithfulness to us. Paul reminds Timothy and us to take our eyes off those times of trouble or the present crisis, and to remember God's delivering and rescuing power in the past. If we really look at our past, we found that we have faced other moments more severe than the time we are facing right now. And God never fails us or let us down. In fact, he delivers us and turns these situations around, doesn't he? Don't never forget what God has already done for you, for those memories will stir up and encourage you to face your present dilemma with faith. Just as God has always been faithful to you in the past, he will be faithful to you right now. Just think about the time and never forget these things. When God healed you from certain illnesses, God has delivered you from certain situations, God has saved you. I know many times I can think, when I lived in New York, how many times that he saved me there. When I was young, walking from the subway to my apartment, looking forward and also looking backwards at the same time, because I was coming home from school at night. He protected me. He never let anything there was no harm. There was never a time where any harm or danger came upon me. Even one night, I think I mentioned this months ago, where I went into my apartment, and I when I turned my key, I had my books and other things in my hand, and I left my key in the door all night long. I lived alone. My key was in the door all night long, and I had some of the people that lived on my floor wasn't people that you wanted to leave your keys in there to see, but he protected me all night long. And when I woke up the next morning, I started looking for my keys. And when I found it in the door, I was so scared because I knew what could have happened. Yes, he saved me. He protected me. God has guided and directed me and you. He has brought you through difficult trials. God has provided you with for you during hard financial times. He's gotten you out of a situation that he supplied your needs and taking care of a bill or anything else that you may have that you didn't have the money for at the time. God has protected you from the snares of the enemies. When the enemies rise up, he always was there to protect you. These kinds of memories are powerful and will stir up your faith again and again. So whenever something comes up, hit the rewind button and say, God has delivered me through this before, and I know he'll do it again. We have to keep doing that. Keep, and it's really the word is faith. Keep the faith that he will continue to be there for us. So the next time the devil tells you that there is no way you'll survive what you're facing, take time to get alone with the Lord. Then hit the rewind button and ask the Holy Spirit to help you remember and recollect all those past events when God came through for you. As you replay those memories over and over in your mind, your faith should rise up to a new level of confidence. You'll be able to look your problems right in the face and say, God's record with me has always been faithfulness. I know he will be faithful to me now as well. I know sometimes things seem bad, but just like he say here, God's record, the record that you have, that he has with you, he will always be faithful and always will be there through all of your situation. Just remember, hit that rewind button, and I'm sure he'll do it again. You just have to have that faith to believe. Let us pray, and before I pray, let me read some questions I want you to think about this week. As you think about God's faithfulness in your life, how does it affect the way you perceive the problems you are dealing with right now? What are some of the seemingly impossible situations you faced in the past that God delivered you from? What steps can you take to trust God more fully to deliver you from the present situation as he has done for you in the past? Think about those three questions this week. But let us pray before the time runs out. Lord, you have always been faithful. I thank you that even in my present situation, you are going to be faithful again. Please help me to recall all the times in the past when you delivered and rescued me from other situations that always looked hopeless. Thank you, Lord, for helping us keep that awesome experience alive and fresh in our mind and heart. I thank you always for being faithful to me. I pray in the name of Jesus for these things.
name of Jesus, Lord. I ask you to please help me. In the name of
Jesus. It is 11:27. I have you live on the phone, Miss Mandy and Miss Jefferson. If you want to say something,
yes,
you can. You got 3 minutes.
Well, I just want to say I missed you last week, but I'm thankful that you are doing well this week and you're back with us.
Well, thank you. I am too. I am too. Last week I was in no condition to get on the air. But
We understand. Thank God for bringing you back this week.
That's right. Well, thank you.
Keep up the good work.
Go ahead.
Keep on praising. Keep up the good work. Keep on praising. And everything is going to open up for us.
Right.
Amen.
He's going to give me more gift and talent to put this and continue with this program. And he's going to give us resources. He's going to give us the slot that we need. He's going to provide for us for our anniversary. He's going to put everything in divine order. We just have to be obedient, have faith, and knowing that it shall be done.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Because I am committed, and I am committed to do a better job of going forward after our anniversary. And updating our website, giving a new face, because God expects that us to stay in that same position all the time, because he has greater things for us to do. So we have to be ready and get ready for him in that way. So I want to, and I want to be committed, because the things that he has done for me, I can never thank him enough. And this is my way to show him that I love him and I can never thank him enough for his goodness and his mercy.
Amen. Amen.
Now, at the end of the time, I just wish that all of you have a great week and keep hitting that rewind button, because so many things going to be coming our way, but we're going to have to be strong and deal with it and get through it. And knowing that he's gotten us through it before, he will do it again. So be blessed, have a great week, and focus on those three questions that I read, and I'm sure we'll get through this week. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Bless.
Yes.
And then again next week, same time, same day, same time, and invite others to listen. Good night.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you.
Okay. Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us
come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again.
Come.
Let us. Presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore him.
Help me say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
We worship you, dear Lord. got to know how to give him a sacrifice of praise. Now I know you know the song by now. Come. Let us adore him. Thank you, Lord.
Kneel down before him.
He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. Come on, sing Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
I like that. Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
He's my redeemer. He's my savior.
Thank you.